You're listening to Vatican Radio. A Czech priest, author and philosopher who was ordained in secret during the communist era has been awarded the 2014 Templeton Prize for progress in promoting spiritual values. Monsignor Tomáš Halík, currently a professor of sociology of religion at Charles University in Prague, spent nearly two decades under communism, organizing a secret network of academics, theologians and students aimed at preparing the intellectual and spiritual basis for a future democratic society. As the award was announced in London on Thursday, Monsignor Halík said he's very happy that the nomination coincides with the first anniversary of the pontificate of Pope Francis, whom he describes as the man who is very near to the people. After the fall of the Berlin Wall, Monsignor Halík spent a month working in the Vatican with Pope John Paul II to prepare the pontiff's visit to Czechoslovakia, his first trip to a post-communist nation. Since then, he has become a well-known international figure advocating, amongst other things, for interfaith dialogue and constructive engagement with non-believers. Halík sees the intellectual history of Catholicism as a potentially powerful bridge between Western secularism, religious tradition and Islamic culture. Congratulations, first of all, on being awarded this Templeton Prize.
You've received many
other distinctions, haven't you? Literary prizes and awards for reconciliation and human rights. You were named honorary prelate by Pope Benedict XVI. What does this particular prize, the Templeton Prize, mean to you?
I perceive it as an award also for my teachers, because many of my teachers, they are priests. They spent many years in the communist concentration camps and prisons and uranium mines, and they got very little possibility to write or publish, and many of them died during the communism. And they inspired me morally, intellectually, and I think it's about also for them.
Yours is a fascinating story of growing up, as you say, under communism in Czechoslovakia, where religion was pretty much forbidden. And yet you were drawn to the works of English Catholic writers like Graham Greene, G.K. Chesterton, John Henry Newman. Why was that?
I grew up in the Czech intellectual secular family. My father was a historian of literature, editor of Czech writer Karel Čapek. And Karel Čapek was very near to Chesterton. So in the library of my father were the works of Chesterton. And I discovered through Chesterton the Catholicism as a religion of paradox. And also through the novels of Graham Greene. And then I discovered Cardinal Newman, his emphasis of conscience. And English Catholicism was for me the minority Catholicism, which was without this triumphalism. And it was very, very near to my heart.
It must have been considered quite subversive, though, back then to be reading these works, wasn't it?
Of course, of course. I think the first step to Catholicism was this intellectual attractiveness. Also, it was a little bit part of the political protest against the state-imposed atheism. But then I met these priests. They spent so many years in prison, and they were the great personalities. And they discovered through this experience of prison something what was important for the message of the Vatican II. They met in the prison many non-Catholics, some non-believers, and they discovered they have something in common. And they perceive this persecution also as a possibility of a sort of purification of the Church. And they said to me, we have dreamed that the Church in the future will be really the Church without triumphalism, the Church serving the oppressed and the poor. And I think it was exactly the message of the Vatican II, and it is also very important for the contemporary Pope Franciscus.
I was just going to say that really echoes, doesn't it, in a way, the message of Pope Francis. We're marking this first anniversary of his pontificate. What impact do you think his message is having?
The announcement of this prize will be just on the day of the first anniversary of the Pope Francis, which is also for me and for many, many people, also outside the Church, the sign of hope. I think he's really a spiritual man, and he's a man who is showing the nearness. The philosopher Martin Heidegger said, I don't know if it is the good translation in English, that the technology overbridged all the differences, but doesn't create any nearness. And I think that we should create the culture of nearness. And I think the Pope Franciscus is the man who is very near to the people. I wrote one book with the title Touch the Wounds. It is, of course, the scene from the St. John's Gospel about Apostle Thomas touching the wounds of Christ and saying, "This is my Lord and my God." And I think the problems, the misery of our world, the social misery, and also the spiritual troubles, they are the wounds of Christ of today. And when we ignore these wounds of Christ, we have no right to say, "My Lord and my God."
Pope Francis is also a man of dialogue, isn't he? Of open discussion, if you like, of space for the conscience. And these are ideas that you're very, very strong on in your writings too, aren't they?
Absolutely. I think it's really necessary, the culture of dialogue for our world, because there are many dangers. There is a very dangerous religious fundamentalism, and on the other side, also the militant atheism, and a very radical secularism. And I think we need real dialogue. Dialogue between faith and reason. It was also the idea of John Paul II and of Pope Benedict, that faith without reason could be dangerous. But also the reason without this moral and spiritual impulses from the faith could be one-sided and dangerous as well.
You mentioned John Paul II. You were very close to him, weren't you? You helped to organize his visit to your homeland, his first visit to a post-communist country. What can you tell us about that, how significant it was for Czechoslovakia?
I was ordained secretly in East Germany, and it was just a day before the internalization of John Paul II. And the following day, I celebrated the Mass, also in a private chapel in a monastery in East Germany, with the today's Cardinal Meissner. He was the auxiliary bishop in Erfurt. And then we went to see in television, in the Western television, the internalization of the Pope. And I said to myself, would I have sometime the possibility to tell this Pope, "I am the first priest who was ordained under the pontificate, and I got this possibility 11 years after this event." It was in November 89. There was the canonization of the Agnes of Prague in Rome, and we were first time allowed to travel to Rome, 11,000 of pilgrims from Czechoslovakia. And I used this possibility, this opportunity. I sent the Holy Father a letter asking for a possibility of short meeting, and he invited me for a private dinner, and it was the day before the fall of the Berlin Wall. And the Pope came from the TV news and said, "This is the end of communism." And I said, "Oh, Holy Father, I don't know. I think there will be some time of perestroika." I said, "No, no, you must be prepared. It is the end of communism." So it came in 10 days. And then I was invited by him to prepare his first visit to Czechoslovakia. So I had the opportunity for 1 month in Vatican, practically every day, to see him and to speak with him, because he was preparing himself very deeply for this first visit. And then he appointed me a counselor to the Pontifical Council for Dialogue with Non-Believers. So I have many opportunities to speak with him and admired him and admired his humor and his memory. When I met him after 2 years, he said, "Oh, last time we spoke about," and he was just remembering the topic of our speech. So he was really a great man.
My thanks there to Monsignor Tomáš Halík, Professor of Sociology of Religion at Charles University in Prague and the 2014 Templeton Prize winner.